In Sierra Leone, the Minister of Education, David Senge, not only oversees the nation's public schools, he's also the country's chief innovation officer. That is, when he's not recording music videos or designing his own clothes. He also developed a computer-assisted technique for making customized prosthetic limbs at MIT's Media Lab. His TED Talk on the subject has garnered more than 800,000 views. NPR's Jason Beaubien caught up with the 34-year-old Minister Senge in the capital of Sierra Leone, Freetown.
There's not a single piece of paper on David Moinina Senge's desk at the Ministry of Basic and Secondary Education. Instead, there's a computer monitor, a curved stone sculpture, and a plant. In June, Senge tweeted a photo of his predecessor's desk, piled so high with manila folders that you could only see the top of the previous minister's head. On a continent notorious for paper-laden bureaucracy, Senge is on a mission to digitize government.
In Sierra Leone and in many poor countries, the largest part of resistance that I got was, we're hungry and you tell us innovation. We don't have water and you tell us technology. There's no power and you want us to think about science.
And his answer wasn't just a yes. It was a calm, patient, yes, absolutely.
It took a long time for people to understand that actually, yes, you need science, technology, and innovation to make sure you can eat better food and get more food and increase your yield.
Senge is a fit 34-year-old. He wears a black collarless shirt that he designed himself with a gold embroidered strip that stretches down his breastbone. His dreadlocks are tied neatly behind his back.
And yes, you need better technology to make sure that you have water. And yes, you need better science and innovation to ensure that you have better access to justice.
In a country where only a quarter of the population has electricity, he wants digital solutions that solve Sierra Leoneans' real problems. His department launched a free student dictionary available by text message. Even at schools that don't have electricity, he's issuing tablets to administrators to track grades, teacher absenteeism, and budgets. Senge argues that since the staff have figured out how to charge their cell phones every day, they'll figure out how to charge the tablets. Senge, who's also the nation's chief innovation officer, pushed to make key info from the government website available on a standard cell phone, so it's accessible even to people who don't own a smartphone.
There's no reason why people need to come to Freetown to get it, apply for a passport or apply for government services.
And he's lobbied for digitizing what have been cumbersome public services.
You know, the relationship between government and citizens is to have systems and services for the citizens' life to get better. Technology, where it does, we should use it. That's the vision.
All the way across Sierra Leone, in the east of the country, Senge's vision is playing out. Koidu is a full day's journey by bus from Freetown. At a COVID vaccination site, healthcare workers, police officers, and support staff from the local hospital are getting their injections. And there's plenty of paperwork. They each receive a blue cardboard COVID vaccination card to track which vaccine they got and when. Francis Lebby, one of the vaccinators, is filling out each card and an accompanying immunization form.
This is the form, and this form is left with me.
He also notes each vaccination by hand in a thick paper ledger that looks like a large guest registration book. But then, something new. He enters each immunization into an app on an Android tablet.
The tablet, this tab, we use this tab to tally the information, to collect the information and send the information to national on a daily basis.
At the end of the day, the data uploads over the cell phone network, and officials at the Ministry of Health in the capital can tally how many people were vaccinated, how many doses of which vaccine were used, and more importantly, for the individual who got fully vaccinated, they get a text message to prove it. Minister Senge, in addition to all his official duties, also has a new album that just came out. Senge regularly appears on single tracks with other local artists and makes music videos with students.
I invite young people to make music videos with me because I want them to imagine as well their own future, and I want all their younger siblings to look up to them and see their work and think, wow, that's cool.
Sierra Leone is a young country. The median age is 19 years old. Over the next decade, Senge wants to see Sierra Leone go from being one of the poorest countries in the world to a middle-income nation. And he needs the young to help him do it.
In a world where there's cryptocurrency and quantum computing, we have to think quantum. We have to think outside of the box.
And that's what he's trying to do. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone. This number filled with hope and peace and love. Try to make you stand up tall.